It's been about 6 weeks since Tonawanda Coke filed for bankruptcy and ceased operations.
There'll be an accounting of everything on the property. We'll make sure that we're there as a constant presence to make sure that the site's secured, that no one is able to come onto the site.
Sago says the most immediate dangers are over.
I felt reasonably assured. The significant air concerns that we had early in the year have largely been abated.
But the Department of Environmental Conservation Commissioner says the 150-acre property is a dangerous place to walk around.
It's a heavily impacted industrial plant that was, for many years, woefully neglected. I mean, I was quite upset seeing the way that the facility was managed and, what the workers must have been dealing with on a daily basis, just on, health and safety issues. I mean, setting environmental aside, just a plant that whose managers clearly had no concern whatsoever for their workers.
Sago says recovery operations of some of the commodities left behind, including coke for making steel, are still underway. Once the plant is fully decommissioned, he says the DEC will complete its assessment and develop a cleanup plan for the property.
These sites generally take many, many years to clean up. And even after sites are redeveloped, you can have, passive remediation underway. So this will be one of those sites that I think we have a hand in for many decades.
Sago says he expects a community meeting will be held to discuss the DEC's findings after the first of the year. Chris Kaya, WBFO News.